Progress check 1. Exercise 2, page 19.
Hello, and welcome to the lecture. My name is Dr. Frank Arkin, and I'm a professor of psychology at the University of Bristol. Firstly, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to give this talk today. I've never visited Southampton before, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my time here. Today, I'd like to talk to you about the subject of the book that I'm currently writing. Friendship. It's something that exists in every culture of the world, even in the animal kingdom. But friendship is changing. For instance, in the age of the internet in which we live, we can contact our friends more quickly and easily than ever before. Social networking sites such as Twitter and Facebook make it possible to keep in contact with our friends 24 hours a day. Friends are no longer just people we meet regularly and talk to face to face. We can have internet friends that we maybe never meet. My son, for instance, has an e-friend in Japan, who he has known just through email for 5 years. However, the same message I tell him, I'd like to give all of you today. These days, we have to think about the difference between an internet friend and what I call a true friend. Should we be happy if we have 1,000 Facebook friends or 5,000 Twitter followers? In most cases, these high numbers don't mean much. I'm not saying that a true friend is a person you only see in person, whether it's someone thousands of miles away or next door. A true friend is someone who you can really trust and rely upon for advice in times of need. For most people, this adds up to just 4 or 5 people, certainly not thousands. I know that most of my Twitter followers would certainly not be interested in my problems. So, to sum up today, I'd like you all to rethink the friendships in your lives. Just because someone is following you on Twitter or has friended you on Facebook doesn't mean he is a true friend. Of course, this person could become a true friend, but it's important in our busy lives to know who our true friends are today and pay attention and give our energy to them. These are the people who really count and who can make us happy in our lives.